Hey, everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and the banks are watching you. At least that is what the UK government says they want as a bill goes through that could seriously affect all of you. This is just the slow encroachment, but the real encroachment of technocracy. This out of Natural News, it says new data protection bill in the UK expands ability of banks and corporations to surveil customers. If this isn't an obvious step towards a CBDC and carbon credits and social credit and all that kind of stuff, then I don't know what is. I mean, it's rolling out at a rate that is incredible. If anyone thinks this is a conspiracy theory at this point, it's absurd, because this is happening at the same time as we see things like this. The out of the expose, UK government nudge unit is working with banks to implement social credit system disguised as carbon guilt trip tracker, which, by the way, is pushed forward by Professor Suzanne Michie, who was one of the main people involved in propagandizing and pushing fear surrounding so-called COVID. So it's funny how all those things come together. Like, maybe it was a litmus test. I wonder. You know, at the same time, we have this. Canadian bank launches credit card linked to carbon emissions. We have this. BBC, Kenya's Ogiek people are being evicted for carbon credits. It's already happening. The carbon credit system is already being unrolled everywhere. At the same time as New York City to unleash food police to limit residents' consumption in the name of climate justice. These are the same people that say they want to bury 70 million trees, like Bill Gates says, in order to stop climate change. When, you know, if we're talking about the biggest carbon dioxide, a plant essentially that would remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, which you don't really want, but you want with trees, then trees are it. And then they release oxygen, something you learn in kindergarten. Yet, of course, Bill Gates wants to put machines out there to absorb carbon and have carbon capture devices, despite, you know, destroying all the trees. It's so over the top crazy. We have Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson wants to open city owned grocery stores. So you have the government running grocery stores. So you have ration food. And, you know, they want you to starve for the climate as the European Union partners with Dutch government to shut down dairy, cattle, pig and poultry farms across the country. So we're going to go into this and much, much more today and what it all means with this new data protection bill, which is insane. But before we get into that, my friends, I urge people to go and check those links below for ways to actually avoid this very real problem that we're seeing across the board here. I urge people to go and check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order, as well as free shipping to the United States. So this could be a lifesaver for you, my friends. Instead of eating food rations in 15-minute cities where you eat the bugs and eat mRNA foods, you can actually have organic foods that could back you up for a very long time and make you not dependent on them, which means that you are not falling prey to the Great Reset. So I urge people to go and check that out below. Again, that's heavensharvest.com, code WAM. And I also urge people to go and check out firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/. It's specific. You have to get that link to buy physical gold and silver. And you get it through Mark Gonzalez. Make sure it's through him. Schedule an appointment for a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez and a complimentary investor package. And of course, with that, you can buy physical gold and silver. You can hold it in your hands, or you could hold it in a vault, or you can get into physical gold and silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. Make sure to leave in the comments that you found them at worldalternativemedia.com/WAM, whatever you want. But we really appreciate it, my friends. Now let's get into this. So this is all about, we need solutions to these problems. Natural News says new data protection bill in the UK expands ability of banks and corporations to surveil customers. And as the article goes into, and again, this is so, so blatantly obvious where they're going with this in the face of the CBDCs and a new world reserve currency. It says a bill is currently making its way through the parliament to the United Kingdom, which could grant the country's government with extraordinary new financial surveillance powers. The Data Protection and Digital Information DPDI bill proposes changes to the UK's general data protection regulations, which provide the foundation for the rules and principles that govern how organizations within the UK use personal data. Lawyers, academics, and other privacy activists are warning that the changes being proposed by the DPDI would actually erode the privacy rights of British citizens, especially in the context of personal data. Yeah, that's milquetoast. We know that that's happening and it's evil. Let's be blatantly clear on that. It says one main concern is that the DPDI gives banks expanded powers to monitor the accounts of private citizens under the premise of being on the lookout for fraud and errors in welfare payouts. Of course, they always use that as the excuse. And that actually helps with people on more on the right as well, who are usually against this stuff, who would say, hey, well, they're looking into people scamming welfare. Great. Let's surveil everyone. You know, while people on the left say we need this to stop, you know, far right extremists or whatever they want to say. I mean, it finds the simpletons on both sides, the NPCs on both sides, and utilizes their manufactured emotional concerns in order to get further technocratic tyranny. It says if banks find concerns, they can flag the accounts of people who meet as yet unpublished criteria to the government. Another cause for concern is a fact that the DPDI bill removes the rights of British citizens to not be subjected to automated decision-making without their consent, especially where the decision has a profound legal or similarly significant effect. The government claims it will replace this right with safeguards, but critics have warned that these are inadequate. Just in a way, if you could find one way to make banks worse, it would be this. It's already bad enough. Other critics have highlighted how DPDI weakens crucial data protection rights and could leave people in Britain even more vulnerable to exploitation, especially by tech giants. No kidding. And I quote, the effects will be stark. The power imbalances between individuals and large corporations, especially big tech and public services, will widen drastically, said Anne Kristen Glenster of the University of Cambridge. And I quote, data protection was meant to guarantee fundamental rights that could not be sold or bartered away. The DPDI does just that, warned Glenster. It continues, Brexit economic interests and influencing British government's push to pass DPDI. Analysts have pointed out that the British government is very interested in passing the DPDI so that it could create a more business-friendly regime within the country, especially when the data of Brits is transferred to continental Europe. Currently, businesses in the UK and the EU can freely share personal data across borders, but the DPDI could weaken the levels of protection given to data in Britain when compared to the protections given in the European Union. To prevent any potential breaches of data, the EU could restrict data transfers between the bloc and the UK, presenting businesses on both sides of the English Channel with major bureaucratic challenges. Oh, great. Let's complicate things as much as possible, as per usual, while getting more control over the populace and their money. Since leaving the EU, it says data the continent receives from the UK has benefited from an adequacy decision made by the European Commission, which indicates that the transfer of personal data from Europe to third countries is prohibited in those countries to do not guarantee an adequate level of protection for the data. Some third countries, such as the United States, are judged to have sufficiently robust data protection laws to be granted an adequacy finding, enabling the free flow of personal data to continue. But the UK's coverage under this adequacy decision rests on Britain not diverging from European data protection standards. If it does, the Commission can and will revoke the adequacy decision. If this happens, transfers of data from the UK to the EU and then to third countries will rest on businesses being responsible for implementing their own safeguards to ensure that the data is protected to sufficient standards, raising concerns that corporations, especially large and highly influential ones, might not fulfill the mandate of providing sufficient protections for personal data. Nevertheless, the British government has hailed the latest version of the DPDI bill as a Brexit dividend that would create a more business-friendly data protection regime within the UK that supposedly upholds individual rights to privacy while at the same time promoting growth innovation. According to the government, the DPDI bill would seize the post-Brexit opportunity to boost the economy by £4.7 billion, $5.97 billion over the next decade. It's just hilarious, the excuses that they give for this kind of stuff. Again, this is the move to social credit. This is a move to carbon credits. This is a move to CBDCs. This is a move to 15-minute cities. They need all this in place during the collapse, which includes, of course, you know, the collapse of the food supply, the grid, the housing market, so you will own nothing. Of course, the morale of the public, transhumanism, making kids trans, weakening the public, World War III, a major health crisis after the eugenics move that we've seen in recent years. And on top of that, of course, the destruction of the economy, which has gone back a long way. Excuse me. We have seen this go back to the creation of the Federal Reserve, and then fast forward to Charles de Gaulle demanding the gold from the United States government in 1969 when he brought battleships to New York Harbor, which then led to the U.S. government and under Nixon saying, we don't have your gold. So they went off the gold standard a few years later into, of course, a fiat standard, which then they shook hands with the Saudis. At the same time as Kissinger was propping up China to be a super state and a guinea pig state, as well as a trilateral commission to create a global technocracy utilizing China, Kissinger was also shaking hands with the Saudis to create a petrodollar system. And now we fast forward all this time later, and it's all come to fruition. China is creating the new world reserve currency with BRICS at the same time as Saudi Arabia leaves a dollar for BRICS. It's all been a puzzle piece put together so that they have order out of chaos, so that the crisis leads to more control. And in order to do that, they need war, they need excuses, they need crises for food and water and this, and no one gets prepared. No one seems to care. Everyone just laughs. Everyone says Chicken Little sky's falling, even though it's basic survival. It's basic humanity to prepare for things. But, you know, they already have, as I mentioned, this nudge unit is working with banks to implement social credit systems and disguised as carbon guilt trip trackers. I talked about China's social credit system years ago. Klaus Schwab says that the role model for the Great Reset is China. I believe him. You see all these things that you saw in China years ago now being implemented in all of your bank accounts. It's not mandatory yet. It is in some places, however. We have Canadian bank launches credit card linked to a carbon emissions. These are articles that I've kept cataloged from 2022 from, let me see, when did I first report on this article? Yeah, November 8th, 2022. This one I have from 5 months ago. Kenya's Ogiek people are being evicted for carbon credits. They are already being kicked out of their houses, kicked out of their banks, not allowed to eat because of their carbon credit score attached to their bank account. Again, all based on their new CBDC, which it's just insane that people are putting up with this. New York City to unleash food police to limit residents' consumption in the name of climate justice. They want food police to stop you from deciding what you want to eat for yourself. This is from almost a year ago when I first reported on this, April 26, 2023. And it's being implemented now because we're seeing the rollout of a 15-minute city in New York and further attacks on the food supply, especially on beef and poultry. And we have this, Breitbart, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson wants to open city-owned grocery stores. I have this cataloged from September 14th, 2023. You see, when I see something that I feel is going to connect to later stories, I have to catalog them. That's why I have a bunch of these older articles up. This is from May 5th, 2023. Starve for the climate. European Union partners with Dutch government to shut down dairy, cattle, pig, and poultry farms across the country. Now, what have we seen? We've seen this across the world, and we've seen massive farmer movements since then, but it continues to be rolled out all the same. They want us to starve because we'll be dependent and we will do what they say with all of our money in the bank because we're dependent on banks and the grocery stores. So then we get government run food in rations, which they're unveiling with this Chicago thing, with this move by the European Union. And then we end up eating the bugs, drinking the sewage, and of course, eating mRNA and modified RNA food. The UK plans to send people to jail for disagreeing with the climate crisis. This is an article from September 7th, 2023 that I saved. And look, I think this is, I did a whole report on it back then, but they want to put you in prison for saying things negative about the climate crisis. They are, which doesn't exist. They're doing the same thing in Canada now, and they are rolling this out across the board. And that also attaches to your carbon credit score attached to your digital bank account. And that all leads me in a full circle back to the original article here with Watcher.guru. This article, I had it on RT, but right now I'm in Greece trying to save some money. And, you know, it's actually amazingly cheap over here. By the way, I gave up my house recently because of bankruptcy and all that kind of stuff. But, this article was originally something that I saw on RT, and RT is banned in Greece. So here we have it. It says BRICS looking to ditch U.S. internet services and create new alternative. They want to create an alternative internet. That's a new internet. That's why you need the cyber attacks. That's why you need the grid down scenarios. And that's why you need, you know, the surveillance by bank accounts and corporations. This is the move that they're making. And as you see in my background here, as they, you see them go off the cliff through the banking system. This is the way that they destroy humanity from the inside out, through convenience, through people being dependent on these systems. And again, creating a new internet, they have false flag cyber attacks so that they can go and do a grid down scenario, which is a total false flag. And then they'll come in with a new, more protected version of the internet without us even realizing it. And they will create new data, suctions that will take every bit of information you ever say, do, whatever you type, and utilize it in a new blockchain system attached to the CBDCs, attached to a unified ledger, which even tracks and traces every footstep you take, everywhere you go, with a 15-minute city camera surveillance and of course, the ability to track you with your phone and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you could take the battery out of your phone and they could still watch you. And of course, you have your money in the bank and you have all this. So you're dependent. The grocery stores go down because of this. You accept their new solution and therefore you end up becoming further enslaved to that system. And because you didn't prepare with, you know, food, water, shelter, self-defense, you're not gathering things with the toughest guy on the block, gold, silver, privacy coins, etc., then you are essentially just a target. You are waiting to be used as a pawn to be sacrificed for the king and the queen. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. So it's so blatant. They have surveillance through the banking system. The banks are watching you because they are becoming part of the new technocratic government. And they are one and the same with the state. People say banks run the government. Government runs the banks, whatever, they on both sides. It's nonsense. They are one thing. And it's part of an intricate system of surveillance and deterrence and control via technocratic matters and technologies in order to make sure that in the future, because you aren't prepared, you are dependent on the government for food. You are dependent on the government for your mRNA bug food. You are dependent on the government for housing. You won't own the property. They'll give it to you. You'll have all these conveniences as tyranny comes under the guise of convenience, as they build the Tower of Babel to the stars and they're halfway finished. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but eventually it will fall over. Good overcomes evil eventually. Now, those of us that are on the outside of this tower that's being built will be able to build a bright, beautiful new civilization in the aftermath of the collapse of the new Tower of Babel in the new world order, in the Great Reset. We will be able to build from the ashes, and for generations and generations and generations, as long as we test our own revolutionary tactics, which are basically withdrawing from the system, we will be able to have a free world. But unless we prepare, we are not going to make it anywhere. If we do not prepare ourselves with the basics of human responsibility, individualism, which is synonymous with freedom and humanity, if we do not prepare in that way, then we could say goodbye to future generations of our family, of our friends' families, and to humanity as we know it, because at the end of the day, this all boils down to a war on humanity. All of these things we've seen, everything, the demoralization, the economic woes, the housing market, the property market, which is a big part of it, the grid, the supply chain, the eugenics experiments, the, of course, World War III scenarios, the move into a technocratic world order. It's all part of the same agenda to enslave us, sacrifice humanity for the machine. And we cannot let that happen. And if we do, well, may God help us all. There is no return for us if we don't take this seriously today. And this isn't about fear mongering. This is about being real. This is about being realistic with the facts we have in front of us. People say, oh, it's negative. Yeah, of course it's negative, but there are solutions to it. We need to know the negative to make solutions. If you're with a tribe and you say, hey, I see a lion, and the rest of the tribe says, oh, I don't want anything to do with this, you're just being negative. But dude, there's a lion tracking us. No, I don't want to hear about it. Then you're going to be eaten alive. But if you say, hey, there's a lion, and everyone's like, let's take proactive measures to do something about it, then they survive and they can find a way to get rid of the problem. So I urge people, as always, to go to heavensharvest.com, use code WAM, W-A-M, for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Again, it's a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off. You get free shipping in the U.S. Why risk ending up eating bug food and modified RNA food in Bill Gates' ration camps because you didn't prepare? People say, oh, it's expensive. You could pay after with Afterpay. You don't have to pay all at once. And of course, you can get long-term, you know, storable food that will last a long time and save you money versus what you're paying in the grocery store for poison anyway. So there's that. There's also things like Wild Pastures, where you can get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box of course, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, wild-caught seafood, no mRNA, no GMOs, no hormones, no antibiotics, pesticides, any other chemicals in this food, raised on regenerative farms in 48 U.S. states. Again, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled. Amazing stuff. Use our link and you save money on that. Again, this is a really good deal, and it helps save the farmers. It helps save yourself versus inflation and for health. And it pushes back against the Great Reset in a great way. So I urge people to do that. As I mentioned at the beginning of the video, very important to not be dependent on the banking system. So we have firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult, where you can get physical gold and silver from Mark Gonzalez over at First National Bullion. I think this is a really important link to use. Make sure you use it exactly as it is, and make sure you sign up with Mark Gonzalez. You get a free consultation and a complimentary investor package. Go to the comment section when you sign up. It's really easy to sign up, by the way. And just let them know that you found them through World Alternative Media or WAM, W-A-M. Check that out. As always, there's Lion Energy for battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, et cetera. So you aren't, of course, dependent on the government grid, which most people are right now, whether through private companies contracted with the government or not. It's all the government, and you need to break free from that obvious mistake, human error. We also have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You can use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on your order. Again, this is very, very important stuff. This will likely be banned in the future, and it's a big way to push back against what they're trying to utilize to kill us and make us weak. Finally, you can check out madtravnutrition.com for 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. Very good stuff. Again, you could also get Manuka honey, and you could get mushroom tinctures there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and save some money. I really appreciate anything you guys can do to help support us. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar, a Bitcoin address, and a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please. Anyone that can help, I really appreciate it. Thank you to those who have. We couldn't do it without you. I mean, really, we have been absolutely doomed by bankruptcy and legal issues and our documentary on 15 Minute Cities. And you know, you guys are the ones keeping us alive. We aren't funded by pharmaceutical corporations. We're not funded by, you know, all these major companies. We do this because you are able to help us. If you can, it's really, truly appreciated. We're not like other independent medias. We go against mainstream and alternative medias, and we just say what we believe is the truth. And we try to bring it out there, warn people, and bring people to solutions. And, you know, that's why we're hated by the mainstream and independent medias of the world, the mainstream alternative medias anyway. Because we want to tell the truth. We aren't going for the money. We aren't running towards a fishing rod with a $1,000 bill hanging on the end of it. We do this day by day. It's difficult. I just gave up my home, and we are basically on the road living right now in small places, very cheap. So I appreciate any help we can get. I truly do. Of course, we have a Teespring store linked below where you can get merchandise. And of course, you can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.Video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify. Of course, you can hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bells, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And I hope everyone takes this all very seriously. Live by example. Live freely always. I appreciate you all watching. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.